The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Love. Courage. Truth. Glenn Beck.
So do you really believe in freedom of speech? Do you really believe in the First Amendment? I do. And it means that you have to stand up for even the voices that you strongly disagree with. In fact, it may be more important to stand up for those voices that you really don't agree with, but people are trying to shut down. First Amendment, not to be trifled with. And yet it seems to happen somewhere in the country every day now. Every day. This week in Louisiana, a female middle school English teacher was arrested for speaking at her school board meeting. Her crime? Apparently asking why the school district's superintendent was getting a $30,000 raise when teachers and other support staff haven't received a raise in over 10 years. I don't know. That seems like a pretty fair question. She pointed out that the district improved test scores, the state's rankings due to the efforts of the teachers are rising, and yet they continue to deal with much larger class sizes and no more money for 10 years. The teacher, Daisha Hargrave, was not being disruptive. She stood to speak with permission from the meeting chairman after he had opened the floor for audience comments, but the school board didn't like what she was questioning. Okay. Did they feel unsafe? One board member pounded his gavel and told her, "Stop, stop right now. It's not germane to what's on the agenda." She was then approached by a police officer who told her she had to leave. She walked herself out of the room, but the officer followed her. In the hallway, people attending the meeting could hear a commotion as she was suddenly handcuffed on the floor, led out of the building, put into a patrol car, and taken to jail. You know, oh my gosh. This is a public meeting. The floor was open for public comment. Hargrave is a citizen exercising her right to speak and, dare I quote the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, petition her government. What happened to her? She was silenced and carted off to jail. Fortunately, a local TV station was covering the school board meeting and got it all on camera, and the footage has gone viral. After reviewing the footage, the local city prosecutor decided, "Oh, you know what? We're not gonna press charges." Oh, well, I think Hargrave should. This is unconstitutional. This is the definition of why the First Amendment is in there. By the way, the school board approved the superintendent's raise at that meeting. The teachers are going to wait for theirs. Meanwhile, at least they have an object lesson about the importance of the First Amendment to take back to their students. And this is one time that I hope those teachers are teaching that lesson. Because America just doesn't seem to understand what freedom of speech really is and what it's for.
It's Thursday, January 11th. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
I'd love to get Ms. Hargrave on with us. This is amazing to me. If this isn't what the First Amendment is about, I don't know what the First Amendment is for. Here's a private citizen standing up and questioning her government. And she has every right to do that. And they haul her away in handcuffs?
Well, we know what the First Amendment is for. It's for protecting hardcore pornography. That's right. What it was designed to do.
Yeah.
And now it does.
Yeah.
It does that really well.
Yeah.
It does that really well. Yeah, you're right. I mean, this is a fundamental thing, right? You're supposed to be able to go to the government and say, "This is my problem." That's the exact type of thing that was available
exactly
to our founders overseas.
That's exactly what King George did. This is why we broke away.
Yeah.
You couldn't question. You couldn't question, and if you questioned, you were an enemy, and they threw you in jail. It is really phenomenal to me how out of control our government is, and local government, too. We have taught them all the wrong lessons, that they are in charge of us. You should never be afraid of the school board. The school board should fear you.
Yeah, in strange ways, the local government at times can be worse than the federal government. They don't have the power, but they don't have the eyeballs on them either. And a lot of times when they start doing something shady or wrong, or someone has an agenda or some personal vendetta against an individual citizen, really crazy stuff can happen.
I can't think of anything like that. Like some guy trying to build a fence in his own yard and the town allowing everybody else in town to do it, but not him.
Yeah, but you're awful, and I support them in that one.
Okay.
but no, that's true. And I mean, we've seen this with people losing their children to state agencies for very little or no reason. People who have had their money taken away at a traffic stop and are never able to reclaim it. In New Orleans, people getting their guns taken away, their Second Amendment right stripped right out and from under them, and never being able to reclaim their property. Not that it should have ever been taken in the first place. This happens all over America. We talked about it with elderly people. This is a few weeks before we went on vacation. Elderly people in homes that have their children visiting them every day or every couple days.
And not in homes like, oh, mom's in the home.
Right. Just in
her home.
Like a retirement community or whatever, assisted living. And people come in and say, your kids aren't really taken care of you. We're going to move you to another home and take all your belongings to pay for it. And it takes months or years until they get this reversed, if it ever gets done.
And when you complain, the judge and the caretaker, the guardian now of your parents, who are getting rich off of your parents, they're bleeding them dry.
Yeah.
And then changing their prescriptions. They have a right. They actually had a right to go in and talk to the doctors and change their prescriptions. They were killing them. And this was not an isolated incident. And when you complain, that guardian says, you have small children at home. Maybe we should look into you. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy what's happening. That's why one of my predictions we talked about yesterday, or one of the things that I'm looking at forecasting for 2018, was this revival of a freedom movement. And if the people who are truly consistent on freedom can see right now, you know what? Liberals are not my enemy. They're not my enemy. And if liberals can say conservatives are not my enemy, progressives are the trouble. Progressives, they're the ones that don't believe in the Constitution being equally applied. It's not a liberal. You want to believe all kinds of crazy things and yada, that's fine. That's fine. You can do that. I support you. I'll stand up for your right to say whatever it is. But don't force me to do those things. Don't force others to do those things. You don't have a right to force me. I don't have a right to force you into my church. I don't have a right to force you to go to church. I don't have a right to force you to believe in God. I don't have a right to do that. And you don't have a right to tear me apart because I do.
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday.
I shouldn't say that. You have a right to tear me apart, but you don't have a right to destroy my life and force me not to.
We were talking about this on TV yesterday with the Google diversity story. James Damore, who was, if you remember, fired because he basically said men and women are kind of different. And really, with no hatred at all. I mean,
he was making a very good point. Look, there is a reason. When he's talking about tech, and let me just try to really dumb this down to my level. When he's talking about tech, he said, guys are more interested in tech than women are. There's more guys in tech because it fits their interests, it fits their expertise. Right. How many women do you know that, politely listen to their husband as they talk about the new TV that's out, the new whatever that's out? Oh my gosh, this is the greatest thing. Yeah. And generally speaking, women are like, okay, I got it.
Not as likely to be interested in the topic.
Correct.
Right. So I have two kids, 4 and 6. And, we didn't start an agenda when we got when they were born. Be like, we need to make sure that we treat this boy so that he likes sports and he likes Nerf guns.
Correct.
And we have to make sure that she likes Frozen and she likes Barbie. We right. didn't have a big right. plan to do that.
Correct.
That happened, though. And it happens, you know, in all the overwhelming percentage of cases. Not in every case, mm-mm. but the overwhelming majority. That's not right. something that you shouldn't be able to notice.
Right. And you shouldn't also, if your kid, you know, if your boy is not into sports. I wasn't into sports. My dad never forced me and questioned me like, why? You're supposed to be into sports. Well, I wasn't into sports. So there's nothing wrong with that either. So it's not like you force them into those things, but generally speaking, they do that. So what he was saying was, look, because they're generally speaking, they don't feel the same about tech as boys do when they're boys. Second of all, because they prioritize things differently.
Yeah.
Guys prioritize work, going in, finding value in work, et cetera, much more than women. They I would say they're probably more healthy, but it's a good balance to have. They prioritize family. They prioritize children. They prioritize, you know, let's simplify our life. We don't need all this stuff, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And those are hasty generalizations because I know women who are not like that. And that's okay,
right.
too.
Of course, generalizations are not designed to catch every little case. That's not what a generalization
Correct.
Is.
Correct.
And to bring this full circle to where we started the show today. It explains those differences explain almost every cent of the quote unquote pay gap between men and women.
Yes.
You know, we talked about the Mark Wahlberg story earlier today and, you know, it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous story. You can go back to hour one if you want to hear that. But it's the idea that there's this big pay gap is explained by prioritizing and choices. Almost exclusively. I mean, it winds up going away. But I was interested in what from last night. You found a quote from a Google engineer after this whole this whole scenario went down. Listen to this. Listen to this thinking. You know, there are certain alternative views, including different political views, which I do not want people to feel safe to share here. My tolerance ends at my friend's terror. You can believe that women or minorities are unqualified all you want. I can't stop you. But if you say it out loud, then you deserve what's coming to you. Yes, this is silencing. I intend to silence these views. They are violently offensive. Take your false equivalents and your fake symmetry and shove them hard up where the sun don't shine. I mean,
you want to talk about intolerance?
That's intolerance.
First of all, he wasn't saying that they're not qualified. He's not saying that. He's saying You're looking at something that is natural and you're trying to go against nature and you're trying to force this. Why force it? Let everyone have an equal opportunity, but stop trying to force things. There are natural reasons why we're in the situation that we're in. And if it's because women aren't given a chance, then that one we fix. If that's what it is, then we really concentrate that and fix that. But if it is because they're really not interested in the same degree as men, you know, how many women grow up and go, I want to be a football player? Well, okay, so not very many. And if there are, then good, they can start a football league. It probably won't be as successful like the women's basketball league, but that's fine. But we don't look at our football team and say, do we have, we have to put, you know what? We have to have at least 50% women on this team.
Right.
No. Do the right thing. Stop judging people by their gender, their color. Look at the content of their character. Look at their skills, period. And you notice one of the things that he said in this that really stuck out to me. Read the first couple of lines again, will you?
You know, there are certain alternative views, including different political views.
Okay, stop. There's a certain alternative views. This coming from the side who has been talking about alternative facts. Okay. Their argument was there are no alternative facts.
Right.
Okay. He's not saying there are some alternative facts. He's saying there's alternative views, a point of view. I believe we have a God-ridden given right to our point of view. But listen, here's the real problem. Read on.
Alternative views, including different political views, which I do not want people to feel safe to share here.
Stop. I do not want people to feel safe to express here. There's a difference between feeling uncomfortable. Look, this is it was a really uncomfortable meeting. Why? We disagreed. It was uncomfortable. I've never left a meeting and said, I really felt unsafe. We must separate unsafe and uncomfortable. He is saying, I don't want them to feel safe here. Well, what does that mean? That means pitchforks, torches, you're going to be beat up. I mean, this is bully stuff. You want to talk about bullying? There it is. And yet the people at Google cheered.
Glenn Beck.
Let's take Jim in Ohio. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the Glenn Beck program.
Hello.
Hey, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Just real quick, I heard you talking about Ripple this morning, and I got into Ripple when it was 25 cents back in November.
Yeah.
It's now, well, exploded. Unfortunately, I'm not as rich as I'd like to be yet. But it is a deflationary currency. So every time there's a Ripple transaction, a little bit of Ripple disappears.
Right, right.
So that's how it's different than Bitcoin. But there's a lot of people in the crypto sphere that hate it because it is kind of a centralized currency where Bitcoin is decentralized.
Right,
right.
So how much have you made, Jim, if you don't mind me asking?
Is the IRS listening?
No.
That's
no.
Not a good way to answer.
Not a good
you.
Way to answer that, yeah.
No. I've only made a couple $100, but I listened to your show for years, and I remember you saying, just put in what you can afford to lose. And
don't do anything else.
It'll be in November. And Christmas, I didn't have much to lose, so invested a little bit.
Yeah, good for you.
Getting more into it.
Good for you. Thanks,
thank
Jim.
Thank you for your help, and thank you for all you do. And Stu, go Eagles.
Yes, yes. This is the weekend. The only thing I actually care about Jim. Is the one thing that finally gets mentioned on
so
Thursday.
So this, wait a minute, hang on. This is like, we're close. Are they in the playoffs?
Yeah, they're the number one seed, 13-3, baby.
This could happen for you.
Well, I mean, you know, they lost their quarterback, so I mean, people are not optimistic. And when I say people, I mean a lot of people. Including me, probably. I'm never optimistic that they're actually going to win the Super Bowl, but
no,
they've never won the Super Bowl.
No, you've always been like they're going to screw. You're like Charlie Brown,
a little
with
bit.
The Eagles. You're always like you're hopeful. You're running up to that, and you're like I'm going to be there, and then you know they're going to pull the football away at the last moment.
Well, that's what happened with the quarterback. You got the MVP of the league. They're the number one seed. They're 13-3, and a couple games before the end of the season, they lose their quarterback Carson Wentz knee. You know, blew out his knee, basically. You know, hopefully
maybe God's mad at him.
I don't know. He seems to like God quite a bit, and that's one of the
maybe God turns out to be that elephant thing with the 12 arms or whatever it is.
That's possible.
You know,
I
he's like, I got enough arms. I'm gonna just, you know, take his knee out because he's the leader of that group that is. I mean, the you're not hearing a lot of this, but enough to just be fascinating on how spiritual the Eagles have become.
Yeah. Behind the
and
scenes.
It's all become him, right?
Well, he's one of the big parts of it, yeah.
Glenn Beck, Mercury. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Hey, portions of the program brought to you by Goldline. They have something really, really cool right now where you can get a gold legal tender bar card. It has, you know, it's the legal tender, and it has, what is it, the 8 pieces of gold that you can keep in your pocket. It's really, really great. And 60 silver rounds at employee cost. Plus, if you just call them right now, they have... a free half ounce of silver just for listening and just for calling. So call them today, 866-GOLDLINE, 1-866-465-3546. Just call them and get the half ounce round of silver right now. It's free, 866-GOLDLINE or goldline.com. Welcome to the program, Pat Gray. How
Thanks.
Are you?
I'm good. You?
I'm good. I'm good. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of things.
Okay, I guess. It's not that bad.
That's good to hear.
I mean, good might be an overstatement.
Probably.
We didn't really care. Okay. We didn't really care.
I thought I was sensing some concern there. No.
Okay. All right. No, it's just something we say.
All right.
It's something we say. There's a couple of things that I want to talk to you about. One, I saved this. I have the... have you seen my predictions that I've put out for 2018?
No, not yet.
They're available.
You just did that yesterday, right?
Yeah.
I've been extremely busy.
Yeah, have you?
No, okay.
I had to catch up on some TV shows.
We're not concerned about that either.
Yeah.
Just so you're aware. Okay. We're not.
Why am I here?
Well, we don't know. We don't know. Okay, so here's one. Jeez, I can't find it now. Here's one that I put in here, and I basically put it here. It is. I put it in for you and Stu.
Okay.
Prediction for 2018.
Yeah.
New foods and flavors of common food items through genetics or natural manipulation will be introduced to the public broadly.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now listen to this. Have you heard of the new bubblegum grapes?
No.
They are genetic.
I've had cotton candy grapes,
though. I've had the cotton candy grapes, and they're really good.
They're awesome.
They're really good.
So cotton candy grapes and bubblegum grapes are out in limited supply. So
what do they do to make that, to make it taste like bubblegum?
I'm not sure I want to ask.
I personally do not care.
So it is genetic manipulation.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah,
for the bubblegum one,
yeah.
At least. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
What's the prediction entail?
That more of these things are going to come out, and they're going to come out broadly. Mm. And, you want to get me off of French fries? You want to get me off of donuts? Give me a donut-tasting apple.
Right. Or broccoli that tastes like steak.
Right.
I'd be all over that.
That would be amazing.
Wouldn't that be something?
I'm not sure this is good.
Chocolate broccoli. Chocolate Brussels sprouts. I think that's really good. I don't care how you get there. Just do it.
I fully think it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you have to watch how you do it. I mean, there's some poison that tastes like donuts. You don't stick it in the grapes. But I'll still probably eat it.
I probably would.
I mean, capitalism and science working together. I mean, that is, what are the two things people really want to do? This is Penn Jillette talked about this a long time ago on one of his shows. I think it was the Showtime BS show. And he said the two things that human beings kind of instinctively really want to do is eat more than they should and have sex more than they should.
Mm-hmm.
And
more than they should?
Yeah, like
you can have sex more than you should.
I probably, I don't know. Okay. I certainly have never had that as a problem in my life.
Yeah, no, I have never faced that either. But
and so his point was that science and capitalism will work hard to take the consequences out of those two actions. So the consequences being disease, or the consequences being unwanted childbirth. You don't want to be punished with a baby, obviously. It's an important thing you want to avoid.
We've had a president that pointed that out.
Birth control, right? Mm-hmm. Like condoms have taken not every consequence, but lots of those physical consequences, at least out of sex.
Virtual reality sex is mm-hmm. solving that problem.
Right. On the other side, there are zero calorie sweeteners. You might not like them. But think of that, think of how many calories people couldn't, take in with sugar that could wind up being zero. Mm-hmm. There are now like salad dressings and sauces and all sorts of things that are zero calories.
And some of it tastes really good.
Some of it is good. Some of it is not. Some of it's terrible.
You know what's really bad? Yeah. So over the holidays, I was in a store and because it's the holidays, I was only looking at the candy because it's the holidays, not for me, for the kids, but
yeah,
I really like Red Vines. I hate all other licorice, but I love Red Vines.
You don't like Twizzlers?
I hate that.
But you like Red Vines.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do like Red Vines too.
Yeah.
They're
love
delicious.
Red Vines. I hate everything else. And so, there's this like tan box of Red Vines and it said made with cane sugar and no artificial coloring or anything else. It was delicious, but it did something that I thought, oh, it's healthy.
Okay. I don't think you need to go too far into
it's
that.
It's healthy because it's made with real sugar.
Yes.
Well, and it's,
that would be healthier.
Yes, it would.
It would. But it's like butter and margarine.
We're kind of redefining healthy.
Yeah,
you know what
are.
I mean? Going back to the natural ingredients. it kind of redefines healthy.
I don't know. I mean, healthy is really a word without a definition. No one can explain what it actually means. What does it mean? Like, if you are, I would say absent of disease, right? Not sick, not having the 12 diseases I apparently have right now.
I would say that
cough my way through a show.
Really, somebody who is really healthy, it can perform at the level of their body's capabilities.
Right, but you could totally do that with all the things that we're talking about that are unhealthy. You can eat red vines all you want. And at some point it will have negative consequences, but it will take a long time.
Yeah.
If you could have red vines every single day and be there, and people have done it. How many people have lived to 110 years old eating Big Macs every day?
Oh.
We see those stories all the time.
I had a great aunt who ate gristle every day. Oh. Gristle.
Ah.
She didn't eat the meat. She liked the gristle from the meat.
Shut up.
She lived to 103 years old.
But you know what?
103.
What is the difference between that and a pork rind though?
It's probably just like a pork rind.
Yeah.
So,
103. I'm thinking about taking that
I'm going all gristle.
Yeah.
Beginning today, now that I've remembered that.
Yeah. I don't think it has anything to do. You know, these people who are like, I'm 144 years old and I've smoked. I chew tobacco.
I had a bottle of whiskey every day.
I brush my teeth with whiskey. And look at me. I think that might be genetics. I don't think that's your diet.
Uh-huh.
It depends on what you combine it with, too. Right. I mean, I think
butter.
Right, but that was back in the day how people ate, right? And they also,
and died at about 68 years old.
But then we're told, you were just saying that butter, like a lot of people think, hey, butter is better, right? Like butter is better. Real sugar is better.
I think it is. I think it is.
You may. I mean, but.
I have a feeling in about 40 years, we're going to find out that meat tasting broccoli is not as good as broccoli.
Anytime you modify them, you're going to change something, right? You're going to change it.
You have to.
Yeah.
But these things,
But wait. Oh my gosh, I just thought of something great. If we genetically change broccoli into meat, and it becomes really, really popular, but bad for you, they'll say we have to stop making this, but maybe we haven't kept any heirloom seeds of real broccoli.
we could rid
the world of broccoli.
That's something humanity can accomplish.
Yes. I think we set a course.
That's something we aspire to.
Engage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever get those people who come to you too, and they're just like, you're on some diet or whatever because you just, you get past the holidays and, with the exception of Pat, who did this 3 months earlier than the holidays, right? Or whatever it was. Just you get so disgusted with yourself that you're just like, I've just got to do something about this and I got to start eating better and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And then you have, of course, the one friend who's actually in shape and they see you poking away at some terrible looking salad and they say, all you got to do is eat in moderation. Just cut back a little bit here and there and don't go crazy. And, just do some exercise and it'll be great. You don't need to go crazy. Shut up.
Yeah, those people usually end up with a fork in their chest.
Yeah, right after they said that. It's like, if I could do all of those things, I wouldn't need you.
Right. Shut up because you're starting to look tasty. So what are you covering today, Pat? What's on your mind?
I'm kind of sick about some of the unintended consequences of the Donald Trump Steve Bannon breakup.
Oh no.
There's more to consider than just the two of them.
Yeah.
For instance, who gets custody of Michael Savage in all of this? Some of the kids are going to be upset.
Yeah. And
well, which one do they go with?
I don't know. I will tell you that what's his name though?
Oh yeah, this is very sad. Alex Jones.
He gets Trump gets custody of him.
Alex
Jones had a report today that a lot of people were sending to us on the Twitters.
I love this. This is great.
He has a report that apparently proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that Steve Bannon was an anti-Trump agent the whole time.
Oh my.
Now, it was a weird way. It was a weird approach to take over a campaign and make him president when he was an anti.
Well, it's like, can I tell you something? It is like John Roberts and he is so stealthy on getting rid of Obamacare.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That he voted for it.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yes.
Super stealth.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Bannon was doing, apparently. According to this,
these guys
are
so much smarter than we are.
They are.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
You know,
they are.
It's like Trump's move day before yesterday, when he seemed like he was backing off some of his really hardline immigration stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a trick to trick Congress into doing a bill that he can veto.
Did you get those calls yesterday?
We did too.
We did too.
Yeah. Unreal.
Yeah. Like,
why would he veto it?
I don't know.
Why would he veto it?
He already said, give me anything, I'll sign anything you do.
Yeah.
Why Which would is what I that? Explained to them. No, that's just part of the strategy, Pat.
It's always part of the strategy.
Oh, wow. That's okay. Now, there is this.
Try this out for size. We still haven't passed the budget, right? We're still looking at a government shutdown.
Yeah, I think that is still going. They did an extension.
Yeah, they did an extension.
That's what it was.
Yeah, they did an extension. I think that's coming. Can you look up real quick when that's coming? I think it's coming soon. What about this? This one I thought of last night, and I'm like, wait a minute. Maybe he was just putting that out there so the press could cover it, and he's like, hey, I'm working with the Democrats. I'm working with everything. And then when the budget doesn't come through.
10 days, it looks like.
10 days. Oh, yeah. He could play this game for 10 days, and then he could say, damn it. And when everybody says, it's the Republicans, he could say, no. Have I not been reasonable in the last 10 days? I've been trying to work with these guys, and they won't get reasonable. I've said, put it on my desk, and they won't agree.
Well, in 10 days, we'll know.
Yeah, in right? 10 days. That's we'll a possibility.
It's not likely. I don't think that's what he's doing, but I'd love it if that's what he's doing.
Yeah,
that would be great. That'd be great.
After this meeting, when conservatives, and this is one of the things we said yesterday, it's like, if you care about the border, make sure your voice is heard to Trump. His supporters, the people who really voted for them and then like the guy, need to make themselves very vocal in these periods when he's flirting with the left, because he does tend to back off of those things when he hears from his base.
And if he doesn't hear from his base, did you hear yesterday? Can we play the audio, please, of Donald Trump talking about the reviews of that meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have it, Sarah? He was talking about how everybody was happy with it. How great it was, how great his performance was.
And it was a tremendous meeting. Actually, it was reported as incredibly good. And my performance, some of them called it a performance, I consider it work. But got great reviews by everybody other than two networks who were phenomenal for about 2 hours. Then after that, they were called by their bosses and say, oh, wait a minute. And unfortunately, a lot of those anchors sent us letters saying that was one of the greatest meetings they've ever witnessed.
Wow.
And they were great.
Came in the mail
for about
fast.
2 hours. They were phenomenal.
All right. So what is he saying here? He's saying, look at the left. They loved me. They loved me. They thought this was great. He responds to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he does.
If you don't. Even if you think he's playing a game, if you don't let him know, hey, dude, we're not cool with that, he's not going to get that message. He's going to think you're cool with it. They're cool with it. Mm-hmm. If he is playing a game, you'll be right and everybody will be happy. If he's not playing a game, if you shut your mouth and don't let him know, I ain't cool with this, you're going to lose.
This is why Donald Trump deserves the same treatment that everybody else gets, which is when you do something good, you say good things about it. And when they do something bad, we say bad things about it. This idea that we're supposed to make excuses for him every time he does something we don't like is ridiculous. And we didn't do it for Bush.
Why would we do it for Trump?
We didn't do it for Bush. We didn't do it for Romney. We didn't do everything. Yeah. That's the thing. It's like you have to, when he heard these voices about, hey, wait a minute, you said you might not need a wall. You said you'd do a clean DACA bill. What did he do? 10 minutes later, he's tweeting about how, oh, by the way, we do need a wall. I mean, if he hears your voice and you hold him to the things that he campaigned on, he does tend to go back to those positions.
He wants to be liked. He wants to be liked. So let him know how to like you.
Glenn Beck.
Tonight, 5 o'clock, show you don't want to miss. Been a week of really great shows at 5 o'clock. You can watch them all on demand now at theblaze.com/TV. Tonight, we're going to cover a couple of things. We're going to cover the future, 2018, what we're looking at, what we're forecasting to come your way. And we're going to talk a little bit about tech in depth tonight.
And you're going to hear from yet another white man about how gender equality is not true, and no one, it's not a real thing we should pursue.
I don't know if that's the way I would promote that. I'm the white man, right?
Yes, of course you are, whitey.
All right. Today, 5 o'clock, only on theblaze.com/TV.
Back. Mercury.